And other, and indeed, you know, the writer on that piece, toward the end, he does explain why she contributes in a positive way
to
the American debate, which is just garbage.
And you know, I've debated her, and she was, I mean, she was absolutely contentless. She has the shtick that she does to her right-wing base, in which she says outrageous things like, and she said it in my debate, like, you can tell who could hijack a plane, they have a paint chip that's the color of their skin. I mean, she's just racist.
But also, I mean, I used to go on television with her a lot because we were hired at MSNBC at the same time,
right.
And we went on dozens of times together, and then at a certain point I realized it was just bad for me because she would start shrieking at me and I would be tempted to shriek back.
Yeah.
And when you shriek back, you look like an idiot. And I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore. And I finally kind of made her, I think for a while, she was the only person, I was a TV whore and I would go on with anybody except for Ann Coulter.
There's a couple of things. First of all, he says, I didn't find many outright Coulter errors, which I don't know where the hell this guy was looking. Because I didn't get a call from this guy. I wrote two chapters on her, and that was just about one book about slander. And she makes this, there's this thing where in her book Slander, and then this is the one she says, the left wing just repeats this lie over and over again, or this mistake I made. Which is that she said the New York Times never, the day after Dale Earnhardt died, didn't run an article about it. And of course they did. And she says, oh, well, there have been novels and Broadway plays written about Ann Coulter's one mistake. There's a billion mistakes, believe me. She says, which was pretty minor in my humble opinion. She based her whole thing about how elitist the New York Times was on this thing. And then she says to the Times, Time Magazine guy, the Times article did begin with, his death brought a silence to the Walmart. And then he writes, actually it didn't. The article began stock cars racing's greatest current star and one of its most popular and celebrated figures, Dale Earnhardt, crashed and was killed today. But she says this article was written by Rick Bragg, mm-hmm. who is a Pulitzer Prize winning guy from Piedmont, Alabama. It wrote this thing with that his death brought a silence to the Walmart. I went and read that article because I was researching this. It was an article about the Walmart that he would frequent, that he would go to.
That Dale Earnhardt would frequent.
That Dale Earnhardt would go to. And so she is the one who's condescending. I mean, she's the one who's condescending to people in Walmart. She assumes that he's being elitist and condescending.
Well, there's nothing red state about her. I mean, she's a trust fund kid from Connecticut, you know. So the idea of her being a reflection of red state values, she's a McCarthy, a peroxide McCarthy cartoon. And the reason I don't think it's funny, I think in some ways it's entertaining, because if you see somebody who's basically, standing up screaming on television, it can be entertaining in a certain way. But the reason that it's not funny to me is if you, as I know a lot of you are listening,